Hey, it's Nicola with COVID-19 Facts First. Just in, and it's been another good 24 hours for Queensland. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has more.
Further good news for Queensland, zero new cases overnight. So well done, Queensland. Keep it going. And great results. So we want to keep seeing that curve being absolutely flattened. So we've got our total in Queensland is 1,043, and we only have 52 active cases. So that's wonderful news, and I'm very pleased with those results and over 120,000 tests.
Of those active cases, three are on the Sunshine Coast. Meanwhile, the Treasurer says the $130 billion JobKeeper package has kept 5 million Aussies in jobs as we wait out the pandemic, with payments dropping into bank accounts from today. 725,000 businesses have applied for the scheme, which subsidises $1,500 of an employee's fortnightly wage. Josh Frydenberg has told Sky it's a good sign.
Around a half of those businesses who are taking up JobKeeper have been influenced to keep their staff on as a result. So it's actually working as intended.
The Queen has sent her best wishes to Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying he got a phone call from Windsor Castle overnight. And we could see a heap of domestic travellers coming back to Queensland from next month, with $19 interstate airfares to be offered once borders reopen.